Well, I warned of this, but Donald Trump is now suggesting that the U.S. will not pay any SNAP benefits during the shutdown, contradicting court filing. But basically, Donald Trump on Tuesday is going around suggesting that he's not going to pay the full court order. Trump said that the benefits, which help feed 42 million Americans, will resume only after Democrats in Congress agree to pass a stopgap funding bill that would reopen the government. And so basically there's going to be no funding, but the administration on Monday told a federal judge in Rhode Island that it would pay half of the cost of the SNAP benefits for November. So even if they pay out all of their allotted emergency budget, and it looks like they're not going to, I don't know. I mean, it's par for the course that the Trump administration is not going to pay this out, because in my opinion, and as per my book, Hidden Axis Forces Beyond the Visible World, we are in continuity of government, and the Nibiru Nemesis star system is arriving along with interstellar object 3i Atlas that has major anomalies, and top Harvard scientist Avi Loeb keeps talking about it, and others. And guys, on Thursday, we're going to have a great show. Mouse will be on, but we're going to have a special guest as well for the roundtable on UFOs. We're going to have Christina Gomez, a YouTuber with UFO News. She does great job making daily videos and really diving deep into UFOs and extraterrestrial stuff. So we're going to have her on and really talk to her about this 3i Atlas and some of the ramp up in UAP and UFO activity, because it's off the charts. So that's coming up Thursday. Make sure and catch that show live, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. But Donald Trump said in a Truth Social post that SNAP benefits, which increased by billions and billions of dollars, many fold during the crooked Joe Biden disastrous term of office, due to the fact that they were haphazardly funded. So, you know, he's just there. They keep going back and forth with this political maneuver, you know, basically saying that, you know, they have to come to an agreement, but no one's going to come to an agreement, because part of the scripted continuity of government plan now is to bring America into unrest and get troops and military on the streets, get everything under control, get the curfews going. There's already a curfew in Washington, D.C. now for teenagers, and you know, talks to end this government shutdown are intensifying, but nothing's going to get done on any front with this. And there's really no end in sight. And this is going to drag through Thanksgiving. It's going to drag through the holiday and in and through Christmas. And, oh, I mean, what perfect timing, because that's about the time that 3i Atlas will be close to Earth, especially if it made a turn. But is it going to release probes as well, like Avi Loeb was suggesting? But I mean, I guess these aliens just RSVP'd for Christmas dinner, because the government shutdown left the welcome to Earth sign on. And, you know, I guess y'all better hide the good eggnog, because these aliens are bringing probes, not presents. And that's scary if you think about it, because we all know the stories that we've heard about these aliens. No, I'm just joking. We don't know what's going on. We don't know if this interstellar object is headed to Earth. We don't know if it's actually a comet or what, but from all evidence and scientific data out there, it definitely does not look like a comet. So it really leaves it up to, it's likely something of intelligent design. And I guess it's going to show up for Christmas. And I mean, I don't know if aliens like eggnog, but I was thinking, you know, just hide it just in case. I'm going to play this clip where they're talking about this left and right paradigm for the government shutdown. But this is all just, you know, for the masses out there, not for the people that are really keyed in on what is happening. Here we go.
Well, talk about being on the wrong side of history. We are now officially tied for the longest shutdown ever and still no end in sight. The Senate again failing to advance a funding bill to reopen the government. And at the same time, Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling out Speaker Johnson for not doing more to end the shutdown.
The worst thing that I just can't get over is we're not working right now. And I put that criticism directly on the Speaker of the House. And we Johnson. Should be at work. All the people sitting in this audience, they go to work every day. People at home watching this show, they go to work every day.
And now nearly 42 million Americans who rely on federal food assistance.
You know what, though? AI is taking over tons of jobs. And even Elon Musk went on Joe Rogan the other day and said that, you know, if you're not in a labor-intensive job, AI is going to take your job, like, soon. So, you know, any kind of office job, answering phones, desk work, computer programming, anything like that, AI is just going to literally take every job. So that leaves Americans without jobs. So this is like a ruse report. But Marjorie Taylor Greene also saying that she believes aliens are demons. So it's getting interesting. They're getting crazy with this stuff. And a lot of top Trump administration officials, due to the continuity of government, have moved on to military bases. And the generals are bunkered down. This is getting real. There was orbs surrounding DC in a 365 degree radius. There was video of it. I mean, it is getting strange.
Unsure of where their next meal is coming from.
And people need
everything is up in the air.
Eat.
And it's not knowing is worse than anything. You don't know how things are going to turn out. My account is at zero. We're not rich people. We're ordinary, everyday Americans. So we have to put everything in a budget. And if one thing goes wrong with that budget, it can knock everything out. So what are they supposed to do? Go homeless so mommy can eat?
Trump administration said it would partially fund the program after a judge's order to do so. But today, the president suggested he's going to ignore the judge's order and would not provide
just
any
like
benefits
said,
until after the government.
You know, and I said this weeks ago that he would ignore that and this would just keep pressing on, right?
Permit opens. Also, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warned that airspace in certain parts of the country may shut down next week if the government doesn't reopen.
Okay, now I also said that months ago that airspace would shut down and they're slowly going to close down everything and all the accounting. Everything is being shut down and it's not going to reopen. Things are looking grim. Maybe around 2032, they will start opening things up again, in my opinion.
So if you bring us to a week from today, Democrats, you will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations, and you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have.
Okay, they have UAPs and orbs coming in and infiltrating their airspace, infiltrating military airspace. People are filming these outside of their aircraft, passenger aircraft, commercial airliners. And meanwhile, on the ground in the cities, ICE is detaining U.S. citizens. ICE just detained another citizen for 7 hours after she photographed agents in Oregon. This Oregon woman, she's a U.S. citizen, detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement for literally 7 hours Monday, just for taking pictures in America outside of a Chick-fil-A. Now, this 25-year-old woman basically got wrapped up in this. And look, this just goes to show that they are detaining, snatching, and grabbing American citizens. They're going to keep this closed. We're not going to see this open back up. And it's basically part of the Rockefeller lockstep plan. And I'm probably going to do an entire show on this tomorrow, talking about the Rockefeller lockstep documents, because all of this ties in and it goes back into, you know, getting everything into position, getting the military ready, part of the Rex 84, but it ties into the private sector and the public sector. So Texans are going around Googling now how to, quote, leave America in the latest ranking list. And so internet statistics are showing that Texans are trying to move out of the state. They're trying to Google, how do you leave the country, basically. They're trying to get out. Maybe some of them are trying to go south of the border, which would be a lot better option. Russia's open to sending hypersonic missiles into Venezuela now, and these weapons are capable of carrying nuclear warheads, and they can fly indefinitely around and strike various targets. You know, strike their target from where we cannot not even respond. And Russia is saying they can provide these missiles to Venezuela. And they're so fast that they go, way beyond our missile intercepting capabilities. They're saying they're literally impossible to intercept. And if Venezuela gets their hands on this, they could terrify the American populace, likely in an effort to get people to bunker down in their houses, close their windows so they don't see a flash, and not look outside, because there's going to be a ton of UFOs and UAPs, orbs, government drones as well. All of this is going to start building up, and we're seeing military buildup against Venezuela, and the U.S. is even setting their sights on Cuba, and this is getting crazy. And then Nigeria, they're looking for land to displace Americans when this all happens, basically. You know, a pole shift like scenario when the Nibiru Nemesis star system rips through our ecliptic. And this interstellar visitor, 3I Atlas, it might have just changed color for the third time. And it's developing a faint bluish hue, a potential color change. And no one knows why it's doing this. They can't explain it. All of this is unexplainable. And the U.S. government's grappling with questions about this object amid the shutdown. And, you know, Avi Loeb's going around saying that NASA will respond to Kim Kardashian in a staged response, but won't address the elephant in the room, which is Avi Loeb. And everyone wants to know what's going on. NASA experts are set to connect with at least one congressional lawmaker on Wednesday, but that's about it. So we may hear something, some type of official statement. They may come out and say this thing is moving toward Earth. They might say that it's nothing to worry about, but everyone knows something is going on. Guys, go to darkwire.xyz, the new website, darkwire.xyz. The link is in the description. Scientists quietly rewrite the rules for when aliens phone home, and the UN wants the final say. They have this world alert system now. They're basically telling scientists, look, if aliens contact, like with the wow signal, and you hear this, you have to alert certain people, certain authorities have to be alerted, and you definitely cannot contact them back and lead them to our location as they may be hostile. That's basically what the deal is. This is on darkwire.xyz. Guys, go there, get looking around, browse the site. There's tons of articles already up, and things are getting strange. I got a lot to talk about here in the coming days, and you know, I mean, all this is going to ramp up, but basically just looking into this, you know, everything is tying in. The fact that they don't want scientists to monitor for alien communications, and if they find them, they're not to respond. So this is getting weird. Guys, the show archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well, so make sure you check that out. Like, you know, when you're driving to work or whatever in the morning or in afternoon traffic or whatever, you can just pop on the audio version, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Makes it easy. Show goes live on YouTube, obviously, and people can join in on the chat. Smash that like button, hit the like, get the algorithm going. Comment in the actual comment section, not just on the chat. Let me know what you think. Do you think this 3i Atlas is a regular comet, or do you think it's an alien mothership? And if you do think it's an alien mothership, is it on its way to Earth? And should we hide the eggnog for Christmas? I mean, this is getting weird. Guys, I don't know what to think. You know, we're just going to have to see what comes out, because supposedly Wednesday, NASA is going to meet and possibly, you know, answer some questions with a government official. But I mean, this is insane. The thing is like, Avi Loeb is a bona fide Harvard professor, right? So if you think about it, why would he risk his credentials and, you know, everything that he stands for, everything that he's worked so hard in his career, to come out and warn people about this? I mean, he's coming out and he's telling people, look, he truly thinks this is an alien object. It's not adhering to gravitational forces when it of the sun or anything. It's deviated quite a bit. They said by 6 Earth's diameters. I think that's something like 6 degrees of deviation or something, which in the long scheme of things, by the time you travel a long distance, might have brought it over closer to Earth. And see, that's what we don't know, and we have to find out. But Avi Loeb went on this YouTube channel today. The guy has a telescope. He's, you know, I don't, he seems like some type of government operative or shill. So, you know, he's claimed to have captured images of this 3i Atlas through his solar telescope. And the thing about the solar telescope is like you can point it into the sun or close to the sun, and it's kind of like has a lens like a welding helmet, basically. So when you you know, view the object through there, it becomes viewable in the sun because the sun's too bright to see with regular telescopes and all. So but now this object's moved out. Earth-based astronomers are going to start, you know, getting a hold of this, you know, these images, and actually I would think disseminate them to the public. And then, you know, once people find out if those are real or not, and based on what sources are releasing those. And also, Avi Loeb is writing scientific papers on a regular basis, really laying down all these scientific facts, and no one is giving a rebuttal. NASA's not coming out and saying anything. Like, they're literally not firing back. I mean, they've said, no, it's just a normal comet, but they're not addressing any of the anomalies. And so that's what's really suspicious. I mean, I would say that's, you know, by far super suspicious. But the timing of the government shutdown, and then them being able to say, look, well, NASA shut down, so that's the reason why, you know, we're not giving out this information. But both NASA and ESA are basically rejecting claims that they're hiding any information, that, you know, but we all know ESA embargoed the information for 74 years. And so basically people are getting concerned with this. And Representative Anna Paulina Luna, you know, she's a Republican out of Florida. She's crafted a letter to the NASA's acting administrator, Sean Duffy, back on Halloween, and basically, you know, says, hey, we want these images. We want the data. We want all of this stuff released, right? So, obviously the, you know, people need to be informed what's going on, but I mean, they're, you know, they may have to admit this thing is an alien craft if enough credible Earth-based astronomers capture images. And, you know, that starts circulating around the news and people find out all that's real, right? So, but yeah, I mean, the Department of Defense is, all over this, you know, these UAP cases and all this stuff, but they're, you know, they want any of this information routed to like the Department of Defense, to the UN, just to certain places, I guess. And basically they're alerting scientists, you know, they went out and said, like, look, if you get any of these signals, so they're basically saying, like, look, contact us if you get anything. And then that's when Men in Black are just going to show up, like they did in Arizona. Actually, back during the COVID era, they showed up to a Arizona-based telescope, to an observatory, and they had FBI and Men in Black, and, you know, they said the observatory was looking at porn on their computers, but basically they went in and closed this whole thing down, and likely because they got images of something like possibly Planet X or something. That's where the Vatican's telescope is. in Arizona. Why would it be there? And they're known to be looking for this Nibiru Nemesis star system and potentially know the exact location and arrival time of it. But a lot of, according to, you know, how it's laid out in history, it should approach from the south or from the north, not on our ecliptic. But 3I Atlas is on the Earth's ecliptic plane, right? Which is one of the 10 anomalies that Avi Loeb keeps pointing out. So all these anomalies, obviously, they add up. I mean, if anyone knows anything about like Occam's razor and how that all works, it's really just, you know, the most simple explanation is always the most likely. And that it really does play out like that in real life, like doing investigative journalism. You know, I have to go through a wide variety of stuff when I do an investigation, and it turns out most of the time, all of the simplest puzzle pieces that fit together and are fitting are how it actually is or was. And so, and we have to remember this planetary defense was activated, right? Under continuity of government. And, you know, I've talked about this before, but there's planetary defense measures that go all the way up to the White House. There's protocols, like, for instance, if they discover a near Earth object, right? And that object poses a certain amount of percentage threat. There's a threshold, like, I think it's like 5 or 8% or something like that, you know, to a population, then, you know, they have to alert the White House. And this is all presidential plans for near Earth objects. You know, it's all documented. And there's so many of these near Earth asteroids that they're tracking that, you know, the numbers are just compounding because our systems are also getting better. So basically when they go to track these things, you know, they just keep adding these near Earth objects to their orbital diagrams and know how they're going. But some of these fly by, they're dark asteroids. They're not seen until a day or two after they pass Earth, and they could have blindsided us. And see, so that's like a major threat, you know, getting blindsided by an object like that, obviously is not good, right? So, you know, I mean, it's how the dinosaurs got killed, right? By a 6 mile wide object. And coincidentally, they're saying that 3I Atlas is about the same size. You know, so we have to wonder what's really going on with all the
corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
And, you know, these shutdowns, the timing of the shutdown obviously makes it to where, look, now, like I said, they're going to close air travel. And they were talking about it today. They're saying, like, in a week, it's all going to start shutting down. So all of it coming to a head virtually. And, you know, the thing is the SNAP crisis, like I was saying, it ties into the AI takeover, because a lot of people have jobs that are vulnerable to being taken by AI. And we're talking in the next few months, in the next few weeks, maybe for some people, definitely in the next year or two. And that's considering, you know, everything going normal and well, right? So excuse me. Fast food places are imploding, Chipotle, other places not able to sustain themselves. And this EBT crisis, this SNAP thing, is going to be part of it, obviously. And but this AI takeover is a big part of it. And, you know, we should watch out and, you know, be warned by it, obviously, that things are going to start happening really fast. I mean, Elon Musk and all these other top AI executives are basically literally saying there's going to be no jobs. You're going to have basic universal income to survive. But then they're saying, oh, that's in a benevolent scenario, but look, the scenario might not end up being benevolent is the thing. And they know that. And the chances of the scenario not being benevolent are actually pretty high, because you have, you know, Terminator, Skynet, the, you know, the singularity, the awakening of the rise of the machines, right? When they become self-aware. And a lot of people think that AI's reached that point. I mean, it's killed people. It's tried to rewrite code. I'm going to play a little bit on this AI. Let's tune into this for a couple minutes, guys. This is getting creepy. I mean, this is like off the charts. Like, you guys could go to work one day and they're unboxing robots. And, you know, if your company buys that cheap version of robots where you have to have a human control it wearing AI goggles in a room next to it, basically, you know, maybe they'll hire, instead of you doing the physical work, they'll just have you in a room next door controlling your surrogate robot that's doing the work, and they'll pay you less money. Maybe that's worth $5 an hour, you know, so... That cheap robot that everyone's laughing about, huh? They could have humans wearing these goggles working in rooms for half the price. I mean, that's like the logic behind this. But the real AI robots are going to replace humans. Here we go.
Elon Musk went back on with Joe Rogan and made some comments about how nobody's going to work anymore in the future. Let's go ahead and take a listen to that.
Cars are going to be autonomous. But there's just so many desk jobs where really what people are doing is they're processing email, or they're answering the phone, and just anything that isn't moving atoms, like anything that is not physically like doing physical work, that will obviously be the first thing. Those jobs will be and are being eliminated by AI at a very rapid pace. And ultimately, working will be optional, because you'll have robots plus AI, and we'll have, in a benign scenario, universal high income, not just universal basic income, universal high income, meaning anyone can have any products or services that they want.
So you,
but there will be a lot of trauma and disruption along the way.
So you anticipate a basic income from that the economy will boost to such an extent that a high income would be available to almost everybody. So we'd essentially eliminate poverty.
In the benign scenario, yes. So like
the way there's multiple scenarios.
There are multiple scenarios. There's a lot of ways this movie can end. like the reason I'm so concerned about AI safety is that like one of the possibilities is the Terminator scenario. It's not 0%. That's why it's like I'm like really
scary
banging
scary.
The drum on AI needs to be maximally truth seeking. Like don't force AI to believe a lie, like that for example the founding fathers were actually a group of diverse women, or that misgendering is worse than nuclear war. Because if that's the case, and then you get the robots and the AI becomes omnipotent, it can enforce that outcome. And then, unless you're a diverse woman, you're out of the picture. So we're toast.
So the benign scenario is that all the jobs are gone.
Yes.
Then what did he call it? What scenario did he call it? Basically where everyone's dead.
Malevolent.
Is the other scenario, yeah. Which
diabolic.
He says there's not a 0% chance. Okay, well, what percent are we talking here? Not that he knows, right? But if you talk to anyone who has been deeply involved in this technology, none of them will tell you that the like absolutely apocalyptic scenario is 0%. So we're just rolling the dice. I mean, even if it's a 1%, 1 in 100 chance of complete human extinction, that's too high of a risk. I don't want to take that chance, right?
Oh,
that
come on.
Seems insane.
I mean, it's like playing the lottery. You just fill out the little bubbles and, you know, you might hit it, you might not.
And yet, you know,
the
Elon...
The Terminator scenario, that's what
right. And, yeah. And there's a bunch of assumptions here too. He's like...
The Terminator.
Well, you know, there won't be...
I'll be back.
Jobs anymore, but we are going to have a really high basic income. What indication do you have that there's any like likelihood of that politically occurring? Because right now you have just like a bunch of oligarchs who are consolidating all of the money and power.
I'll be back.
You know, and they are going to find us to be if they've made it so that labor is useless.
Someone
they're going to find us useless. They're going
to
want to keep us around for what? For what reason?
Now.
So even that is like very optimistic and very hopeful. And that's the benign scenario that they're contemplating here. And then Sagar, Elon is interesting in all of this as I would say a bit of a cautionary tale, because he's right that he came into AI development very concerned about safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's why with Sam Altman, he sets up OpenAI. The idea is we're going to keep this as a nonprofit. We're not going to make it profit driven. It's going to be open, right? That's the open and open AI, so people can see the development and open source models and whatever. And then when he realizes that, you know, other companies, and Sam is taking this in this other direction, and other companies are joining the AI race as well, and it's basically it's just an arms race, both between the companies and between the US and China. He's like, okay, well, I guess I'm just joining the arms race here.
Go,
and I think it's
run,
utterly delusional to think that you're going to keep AI, quote unquote, safe because it doesn't think the founding farmers are diverse women. I mean, that's his view that he's.
So anyway, you know, by the time people figure it all out, their jobs will be totally overrun by AI. And that's just where it's all headed. And I don't know. I mean, it's going to start happening quick because all the stuff that I've checked into all the top, people that have developed AI that work with it in the tech industry. They are warning of it. And Elon Musk says, yeah, there's a chance things could be good with AI, but we all know how that goes. And, you know, this is crazy. We're living in a movie script, right? It's like, I don't know. Every day there's something going on, right? So I don't know. Guys, get ready. They say if you're in a labor intensive job, your jobs won't be taken as soon as like if you're in an office based type job or whatever, answering phones and all that. I don't know where the clip is, but this guy was going around in Washington, D.C. And I'll try to pull this up maybe on the show for Thursday, but basically filming all the way around 360 degrees. He was on an elevated position. And there was, you know what, he was calling drones or and orbs. So basically, he, you know, by the description, they were orbs. And they weren't airplanes. And they looked to be basically surrounding Washington, D.C. within a 360 degree field. But, you know, also they've hyped up the military movements. The parade back in June was obviously a Trojan horse. Now we have to worry about all this other Trojan horse activity that they're planning to get these troops in and around all of these cities. They already got the quick reaction teams. They said, well, you know, if you don't want us to bring troops in, just have the teams ready. So they're ready. They're there to use, and the governors can call on them. And see, that's the thing. In order for President Donald Trump to invoke the Stafford Act and really get into the nuts and bolts of the continuity of government, and then invoke the Insurrection Act, getting a rebellion through the SNAP. You know, they didn't name it SNAP for nothing. They wanted people to snap. They knew that when this time comes, that when they enact this contingency plan, is what it's called. It's really part of a contingency plan. Contingency plan 3400, 3500, 3600. This was all reported by Newsweek back in 2020. And you know, they had the hospital ships out. They wanted 50,000 trauma surgeons for COVID. Why? Because there was an asteroid convergence. And then they used that as a live exercise to drill down on other disasters, space disasters that were coming. And that's why we saw Mike Pompeo back on March 13th of 2020 say, hey, look, we're in a live exercise, and we need the 50 governors to declare a state of emergency. That way the Stafford Act can be invoked through the office of the president. This is all at the highest levels. So there's various action plans to deal with this, right? There's strategies, there's planetary defense, and the Executive Office of the President of the United States literally has what's known as the National Preparedness Strategy and Action Plan for Near-Earth Object Hazards and Planetary Defense. And this was published in April of 2023. And this is through the Office of Science and Technology Policy. And it goes down and it has the National Science and Technology Council and the Planetary Defense Interagency Working Group that had to be formed for this to happen. And, you know, basically the Planetary Defense Interagency Working Group is also known as DAMIAN. See, these are all codenamed, and they go through the NSTC and all this stuff, but they're tracking all these earthbound objects, especially something like 3i Atlas, and it's in this DAMIAN program. And that's what all of this is under. And so there's lots of NASA heads, Department of Energy, right? This is goes into the Majestic 12 Magic, MJ. And so they track these near-Earth objects, which are mostly asteroids and comets. that orbit the sun, but occasionally there's interstellar visitors, like now with Oumuamua, Borisov, Three Eye Atlas. And so, like, basically their goals with this, like, one of their goals with the planetary defense is to obviously, like, enhance their detection skills. They got to track these objects. And so they want good detection systems, and they've been putting all those in place. And they put those in place all through COVID, but they kept all of the public sector Earth-based telescopes shut down so that they couldn't, so that they got used to being shut down, like in government shutdowns. Like right now, I assume a lot of the telescopes are shut down and defunded, essentially. And so through this, they could improve their modeling for their orbital paths for all these, and, you know, develop technologies like they've, for deflection and stuff, like they've talked about literally nuking some of these asteroids. So, you know, they know that there's going to potentially be cataclysmic consequences if any of these objects impact, especially like in a populated area, right? Like a well-populated area. So they've got this all mapped out. And then this ties into like NORAD and Space Command and all of this stuff, but it's a whole planetary defense thing where they're going to mitigate, assess, you know, characterize the, you know, plan and coordinate all this stuff. That way, like, they basically know what to do if one of these objects is going to hit. But all that still applies to this comet, you know, because they're classifying Atlas as a comet. So technically, this Damien program tracks all this. They have thousands and thousands of these near Earth objects, and they're ramping up, you know, listing, they're cataloging so many of these every single year now because our systems are getting really good. You know, so, you know, I don't know what all their protocols are, but they do have like emergency protocols that, you know, like if these are going to strike, there's a whole entire alert process that goes along with this. And you know, basically like they detect them, right? And they determine their orbits and stuff like that. But then it goes into these working groups and they decide like, look, what's the risk of this? It goes into like risk management, mitigation, you know, and not to mention like comets affect volcanism, right? On the planet, there's magma flows. They're going in, they're pumping water into all these underground cavities in and around the New Madrid region to see how these fault lines are starting to react. Scientists are now doing this because they know something big is starting to take place underneath the continent, you know, right now. And there's massive magma chambers under the Appalachian Mountains. There's, I mean, they've even admitted there's a massive blob of liquid hot magma moving under the Appalachians toward New York. But they're claiming, oh, this process is just going to take millions of years. You know, we're not in your lifetime, you're not going to see this magma move. But other evidence is suggesting otherwise. We're starting to see lakes bubble up, some boiling activity, also in and around the Ring of Fire, earthquakes over in Japan, up through Alaska on the Ring of Fire, and back down to earthquake swarms in the Cascadia region. So all of this ties in to also these comets. There's dark comets and these space missions and NASA's mitigation programs, believe it or not, tie into volcanism, and they actually have plans to mitigate the Yellowstone supervolcano, which is what's crazy. So in my personal opinion, they're already doing that. And that's when I played the video of them boring, you know, that sound, that tunneling sound. It sounded like a boring machine under Yellowstone National Park, basically, where that guy was living. And he could hear this straight line sounds. He kept tracking them. The earth was vibrating. And they're going in and they're digging out lava tubes so that they can vent the volcano ahead of time. They're literally mitigating this, and then they're going to pump water down. And so they're trying to pierce these chambers and let that magma flow into other parts of the earth, and or maybe out through vent holes or something. You know, maybe they'll vent it out at a certain point or whatever. Maybe they already are. So, you know, lots of stuff going on, but definitely a lot of this space stuff ties into the volcanic activity and the earthquakes that we're seeing and whatnot. And then them saying, hey, Russia has a Poseidon missile now. And this Poseidon missile, it can detonate a nuclear blast under the ocean and cause a tsunami. And then we have to wonder, well, have they used this before, like with the Indonesian tsunami or the Japanese earthquake and tsunami that hit Fukushima, right? You know, how far do these weapons go? How deep does all this stuff go? And, you know, if you watch tons of UFO videos and UAP videos, you know that all this is ramping up. And you know, on News Nation, they're just talking 24 hours a day about disclosure, basically. They're just moving toward it. And then we hear the mainstream echoing all these same all the same information and whatnot. So I mean, you know, we're coming up on it now, and they might go into a blackout type scenario. Tucker Carlson has talked about this before. This, you know, I mean, we might only have weeks until they do something like that, just strictly to cut information from flowing is why they would do something like that. You know, they already don't really allow information to flow country to country. They're blocking a lot of this flooding. You know, you really have to seek out and go search out and look to find out that the whole planet's biblically flooded, basically, over the last couple of years. You know, China, India, you know, virtually every corner of the earth, literally just cities. And I've shown it on the show, but all of that is being separated, right? They're not, no one's consolidating that. I mean, we do on the show here, but people aren't consolidating it on the mainstream for everyone to listen to and whatnot. So, or to see with their own eyes. But this flooding is bad. It's just like Las Vegas, Arizona, the Texas floods, New York. I mean, the list goes on. The Georgia, right? All of the North and South Carolina, all that. The flooding is getting worse to where people are speculating, oh, they're harping it up and all this. No, they're not. This planet is starting to shift, and it's starting to shake, and it's starting to You know, the Earth's core is already admittedly slowed down to almost a halt. They're saying it could reverse at a certain point. And when that all happens, that crust on top just slips around. And you basically get Pangea overnight. You know, maybe not that extreme, but some version of Pangea. Guys, the Shepherd Ambella Show hitting you hard with that truth. We're putting them in wheelchairs. So get the show shared out to your favorite friends and family. See if we can get them into wheelchairs as soon as possible. This is hard-hitting information. No, I'm just messing around. Guys, definitely share this out, though. Join us in the chat on YouTube always, and the show archives on Apple Podcasts and Spotify for your listening pleasure. I'm trying to think of what else to touch on today. We had the admission of, you know, where they're saying like scientists can't respond to signal, like the wow signal. Excuse me. My voice is starting to go out, but that is so big. Because essentially what they're saying in that is like, here's the protocol, here's how it has to be done. And that's saying that the military, you know, these you know, at the highest level, they're finding out if anyone has seen or had contact. And then that goes up to the military now so they can handle it. So I don't know. They're probably bunkered down, all the generals, you know, they're probably running everything through AI, running everything autonomously as much as possible right now, flying, you know, actually our drones are probably flying out, but they're saying that these orbs are penetrating U.S. military installations. We know that UFOs have also penetrated, you know, missile silos and stuff like in Montana and other areas. So North Dakota and stuff like that. So, definitely the UAP UFO situation's ramping up. And Thursday, we're going to have Mouse on and Christina Gomez with UFO News. Super stoked. She makes great videos and really, you know, dives deep, like does some real deep dives into a lot of this stuff. So I think all this ties in, probably ties in the Three Eye Atlas and everything, because the uptick in UFO activity, like I'm saying, it's not just people. It's not just because people have more cameras now that are accessible. I mean, I go out at night and walk the dogs and I'm seeing orbs like way up in the sky and stuff. So I could only imagine what Mouse saw with the night vision. We have some of that posted at the Sky Sweeper Live YouTube channel. People can check that out, but I'll be back on tomorrow. If anything breaks loose, I'll be on in the morning as early as possible. My voice is going out again. I don't know what's with it this week. It's just been brutal. I need to get some tea and honey or something. So guys, I'll be back on like I said, tomorrow if anything breaks loose. We'll see you later. Y'all have a nice night.